perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I hit buttons on my computer I didn't mean to hit, and the screen went crazy. You know what? You would think that that I haven't had a computer for very long. I act like one of those people sometimes.
Yeah, you do. What everybody does.
Does it show that the fact that I call it a computer instead of a laptop?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Yeah. No, it's a computer. It's definitely a computer.
All right. I did something yesterday, day before yesterday, Griggins, that I've never done. And I am beyond excited, and I hope it turns out as well as advertised.
You did something you've never done before, and you're that excited. Oh, what could this be?
I got my first, like, I've never bought anything on Amazon Prime Days. Because anything that I've ever wanted during Prime Days wasn't a sale, you know? So yesterday I was looking for, I thought, well, maybe I can get some good or decent, wireless earbuds, because I need some new ones. The ones that I have, they have the little cord that goes, you know, it attaches to each other. They're not completely wireless.
Yeah.
Because my other one's broke. And so I'm just scrolling through there, and I find some $300 earbuds for $20. It was like 90 something percent off.
What?
Uh-huh. And I said, I'm ordering, even if it is a bust, if it's false advertising or whatever, it's $20, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, it's $20. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But it was listed as a super prime deal or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
90% discount.
90% discount. Crazy.
So when are you, do you have to wait 3 months to get them or something? Oh, like, what's the catch?
That's the thing. And you know, Jody was placing the order for me. And she goes, yeah, I mean, it's letting me do it. Cause at first it wasn't, the reason she was doing it is cause on my computer, it wasn't giving me a cart to put it in.
Okay.
All the other stuff that I was ordering, it let me put it into the cart. It didn't let me put this into the cart. And I was thinking, this must be some sort of you gotta be a special level member or something like that. So she said, well, let me look at it. Send me the link. And so I did. And she said, well, it's letting me do it. And I said, really? And I was like beyond excited.
Oh, dear.
Because I use earbuds all the time, even when I'm not working. I mean, I'm constantly, I got them in. And I've started working out again, so I really need them. And she goes, because, you know, she's always, when it comes to stuff that I'm doing or wanting, she's always Miss Positive, Miss Inspirational, you know, whatever. And she goes, yeah, I mean, it's letting me do it. And I said, oh, that's awesome. And I'm like a little kid, and she goes, but says it's not going to be here till Thursday.
Okay.
At that time, that was Tuesday. So that would be the day after tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So
that's today, how Amazon works.
Yeah. So today they'll be here.
Perfect.
Oh, I know, right?
I can't wait. It's a little shocking that like Jody becomes the tech expert in your house, though. She's like, let me look at it. I'll handle this. That's
well, that's you. Not as much tech as it is. She's the professional Amazon orderer.
That might be true as well. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I can't wait to hear these things. Who knows? You might've found, you stepped on a gold mine.
Yeah. Or they could sound like, a busted speaker from the 70s.
I don't do that.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay decided to join us today, so thank you for that, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
So we're so appreciative that you decided to show up for work today. Good.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who else would be able to just show up whenever they want, Riggins? Anybody that's ever worked for us at any time, who else would be able to do that?
Like Dolly Parton or Barack Obama or like, you know, Pope, yeah.
Oprah, who gets excused for everything that she does.
Okay, yeah. Y'all tried to tell me Gwen.
No, Gwen would. Oh.
She would never.
Would have never, ever,
but
ever.
You would let her.
Dragged in. No, we wouldn't, because she knows we would run her off so fast.
That's right.
I'm just kidding about that. We knew Lindsay was going to be late. But I'll tell you somebody who didn't give a damn.
Who?
When she was late and, you know, it was just like, yeah, I mean, that traffic was bad. Was Alexis. You remember that?
I remember y'all saying that.
Alexis would be like, well, I can't help the traffic.
I mean,
especially when we moved the studio up to the suburbs where Ace and I live.
Yeah.
And then she would blame it on us. She'd go, well, you know, kind of like, what you expect? Just a long drive.
She ain't kidding.
Then start unpacking her lunchbox.
Yeah. Just start eating. Just come in and start eating.
Well, I love how she's like talking about traffic. It was like 4 a.m. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's not really any.
You know, that's a long way. And, you know, she had bad tires.
Yeah.
All the things.
Hey, they did a story on Alexis on the on one of our news stations the other night about her baby being a miracle baby in the NICU and all of that, and the fight that the baby has had to go through, and that baby's been in the hospital for months, and I think it was last week was the marking of when the baby was actually due. That's how premature he was.
Wow.
I saw that.
His name's Benny. And so watching that story on it, it was a lengthy piece, as we say in the news broadcast business. Because, you know, I work for a news station.
Yes, you do.
It was a lengthy piece. And did y'all see how long her hair is?
Yeah.
No.
It looks great.
Yeah. And I guess it's because when you got a baby in the hospital that you're going every day spending your time at the hospital, you don't have time to worry about going and getting your hair styled and all that. Mm-hmm. So, and she's so short, she's only 4'10". So I'm wondering how much that hair is overpowering her right now.
I was thinking she's so short, she's going to end up sitting on it real soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like so the baby has been in the hospital like 200 and something days before the due date.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it really is a miracle. A miracle. And he had surgery the other day, and they should, they're looking to be taking him home soon.
Good. He's so cute.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny, tiny. And probably was going to be tiny anyway, because she's so little and her family's so little.
Yeah.
But his family is not. He's tall. Her husband, Jay, is tall. So that'll be interesting to see. But what a relief that's going to be for them to be able to have their baby at home.
Oh,
just a whole new life for them. Mm. I hope it happens really, really soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope she gets some new tires, because now she's got precious cargo.
And I bet she's late to the hospital every day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, yeah. It's the Thursday edition.
It is the Thursday
and Reagan Show.
Yes. Yes. Do you still think it's weird to have reptiles and spiders and things as pets, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, one woman, her husband has a pet tarantula. And, well, he had a pet tarantula, which is weird to me, but it went missing. And it was gone for a year inside their house.
Oh.
And she posted a video while her husband was on a work trip. Guess who showed up? The tarantula that had been missing for a year. And it's sitting in the corner behind the front door. And now she and the tarantula are just kind of looking at each other like, what do I do now? What would you do if it's a tarantula, but it's your spouse's tarantula? If it were me, I'm opening that front door, letting him out and saying, I don't know what you're even talking about. I would certainly never post a TikTok about it.
If you married a person that likes to have a tarantula as a pet, then you probably aren't that upset by it. So you would probably, I would try to catch it and save it for, you know, my husband, if I were her, because it's his pet. But I mean, you got to know you married a weird fella, and you got to be just as weird if you're allowing spiders like that in the house as pets, especially when it got away. And then now you're just having to sleep with a spider roaming around for a year. You don't know if a tarantula is going to fall on your face in the middle of the night.
That's exactly what everybody's talking about. They're like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. So you've been living in this house for a year. Meanwhile, this huge furry spider is just, you know, roaming around in the middle of the night and you didn't know.
Okay. The second you said furry spider, I'm out.
And it's huge. It's like the size of a piece of bologna. I mean, it's a massive spider.
I mean, I hate to sound like one of those people, you know, but aren't tarantulas, aren't they really harmless? I mean, literally harmless to people. They don't bite, or they're not venomous or anything.
I think so. But does that matter?
Well, when I was a kid, and this would have been still in the 70s, I think, late 70s, there was a made for TV movie about tarantulas where it was a, you know, like they were killing people.
Yeah.
And that gave tarantulas a bad name, because I grew up thinking that tarantulas were the most dangerous killer spiders that there were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they look like they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I may have touched a tarantula before in school. Like somebody had one, like a, not a show and tell thing, but like a person who deals with it for a profession brought spiders in, like a lab person in science or something. Oh, God. And I touched it.
Lindsay, do you think you'd be more freaked out by a spider roaming around your house for a year or a snake?
Oh, a snake, a snake. They're equally bad, but a snake is a little worse.
Would you be able to live easier in a house that you know somebody was murdered in, or in a house where you know there's a tarantula roaming around?
I'd rather a murder house.
Yeah,
that's hard coming from me, but murder house.
Yeah, unless the murderer is still living there. Right. I don't have a problem with it.
Right. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so if you want to see something interesting today on our show, go get the video from YouTube and Spotify and all of those places. Wherever you watch podcast videos, you can get to all of it at tjriggins.com. Like and subscribe to everything. We would appreciate that. All of our social medias, all of my political show stuff is available there if you're so inclined, if you like that kind of stuff. This is something interesting you can see today that's out of the ordinary. First of all, I'm not hat fishing today. I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And, I look like, that woolly bully thing that you used to play with in the car with the magnets where you put hair on it and stuff with the metal shavings.
Yeah.
So you got that, and Look what I'm wearing today.
Your ring.
Yeah, this is my fancy real wedding ring. It's not the rubber one that I normally wear.
Nice. You can fit into it.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. I haven't been able to wear it in a while because it was I had outgrown it. I went through a growth spurt.
I get that. Yeah.
For a few years, and I haven't been able to wear it. And so I've been wearing one of those rubber rings for years.
I'm proud of you.
I didn't know that you outgrew your ring. That's like going, wearing sweatpants with that rubber ring. That's wow.
I do that all the time though. I outgrow my rings all the time. Like here and there, swelling. Yeah,
you're retaining water, fluid. That's why my grandmother, my Nana, always had a fluid pill handy.
Love that.
My hands are so swollen, I got to take a fluid pill.
Love that.
And my mom's name's Pat, and my Nana always called her Patty. As a little, you know, pet name, and my mom hated it. She said, "Don't call me Patty. My name is Pat. Don't call me Pat." But it never got through to her. And so she would say, "Ooh, my hands are so swollen. Ooh, I got to take a fluid pill. Patty, you want a fluid pill?" They just, you know, willy-nilly taking each other's medicine. You know, it's just like that, that redneck pharmacy, you know, a brown lunch sack full of medicine.
Yeah.
Anything I can get y'all? Now, these weren't medications like, well, yeah, I was going to say they weren't like, you know, medicine that would make you loopy and all that, like Sharon, what do you call it? Like, what are those things you tell Xanax and things like that? But I guess they were, because they called them tranquilizer pills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got to take a tranquilizer. My nerves are just shot. I have got to take a tranquilizer. Yeah. And you need a tranquilizer? And looking back on it, that's what it was. It was like Xanax kind of stuff.
Yeah, probably.
But saying tranquilizer, that's like,
I know, that's a crazy thing. But they used to call them tranquilizer pills.
Yeah.
Because they put you in a state of, I guess, tranquility.
Yeah.
But then they would just shorten it to tranquilizer, like calling a microwave oven a microwave. You know, that's just, and yeah, I can't imagine. When I got to seventh grade and we start in science class, we did the whole, you know, section about drugs.
Yeah.
It hit me like, oh my God. Cause one of the first things they say is you're never supposed to take anybody else's prescription. I'm like,
oh. You're like that Patty. Oh, no. She's a drug dealer.
Every woman in my family does that.
Yeah. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh my goodness. I have been so excited to talk about this this story. Because I think this is what you call hitting the demographic right between the eyes. Mm. So ladies, picture this. You meet a man. He's in his, like, you're whatever age. It doesn't matter what age you are, but you're single. You meet a man. And you get to talking to him, and he's nice and not bad looking. And you come up with the regular chit chat conversation pieces, and you say, "So what do you do?" And he says, "Well, I'm actually there's a new term for what I do. It is called I am a Hubson." And it, what? I'm a Hubson. Now, a Hubson is what they're calling a new mini trend, where adult sons live with their mothers, but they do, in order to earn their keep, they're basically stay-at-home sons. They do all the cooking and the shopping and the bill paying and the cleaning and the maintenance around the house. So they're like, I hate the term trad wives, but they're like traditional wives, stay-at-home wives, except they work for their mom, and they're in the dwelling with their mother.
Okay. And where's dad? Where's husband? Where's actual husband?
I guess he's maybe he had passed, or they're divorced or whatever, but
okay.
And then I guess sometimes it could be that where the dad is actually still in the home, you know, but he's working, and that's it's basically like a little kid learning to do chores and things like that.
And it's not because the mother needs his help per se. Like she's right. Not ill, yeah, or whatever.
She's working. She's out working, and then he's doing all of the stuff back at home as her Hubson.
I hope Brooks Carter Bloom does this one day.
I was like, this is going to be the way Lindsay talks about never wanting her son to leave home. She will love this.
I love it. Kyle thinks I'm crazy. He's like, stop saying you're going to college with your kids. Stop it.
Okay. But if you're a single woman and you meet this guy out somewhere,
yeah,
is he just putting a sign on his chest that says, I want to be single forever?
Correct.
Because if he gets married, what's he going to do? I mean, this is what he does for a living. You know, this is, you know, his mom pays for his his lodging and food and shelter, all that. He works in the home. Mm-hmm. He doesn't bring in money. There was a guy that they interviewed in this article I saw. He was a some sort of an IT salesperson, a tech salesperson, and he quit his job so he could be a full-time hub son.
I think people that do, men that do this, don't want a relationship. There's no way, because.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I was wondering. What happens if he does go out and he has a date? Can he bring the date home to his mom's house?
No way. No way.
To anyone like this, or that even lived at home, period. You know. Yeah.
Mm.
For whatever reason. Unless your mom's ill, that's the only reason I'm giving you.
Yeah, but that's not the case here. Right. Yeah, it's his job.
Yeah, no.
He loves his mama like it was his job.
Well, I love that.
TJ Wiggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Wiggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Wiggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, love it, I love it, I love it. So, in the last segment, we were talking about this new phenomenon called hub sons, meaning sons that do what a stay-at-home husband would do. As a job. That's what he does. He takes care of the things around his mama's house and while his mama's at work. Mm. So this lady has a very helpful hint for women who are looking to determine whether or not they've met a guy that is worth getting into a relationship with. Now, Lindsay, you have to, maybe you can think far enough back to when you were single, if this would have worked for you. Since you're an old married lady now.
Okay.
All right. So she's in her car. There are two types of videos that are made by women today on social media. They're either in their car or they're lying in their bed.
Yeah.
So she's in the car. Listen.
Well, die on this hill. This is the single biggest green flag for men that nobody is talking about. It means.
Okay. Said green flag. Huh. It's green flag. It's hard to understand.
Means that they appreciate strong personalities. It means that they like to cuddle, but they also respect alone time when you don't want to be touched at all. It means that they appreciate complex and even confusing behavior. Men with cats. Do not sleep on the male cat lovers of the world. I know we like to pedestalize like the golden retriever boys. They're in all of the movies, but men with cats, it's where it's at. I think they are second only to guys with older sisters, but that is a story for another day.
Okay, so she's saying that men with cats know how to handle all different types of situations with women.
I don't trust anything she says because of her voice.
Yeah. she used the term pedestalize. We pedestalize.
I just don't.
Now, I can translate what she's saying into regular speak if you all would like for me to do so.
I would love it because I'd got this much of that.
Okay. What she is saying is that a guy who is a cat lover will let a woman act any way she wants to act, whether it's rational or not, whether it's mean or not, whether she's being a complete jerk, and never criticize her. Always just be there to support her and tell her everything she does is okay.
Okay. Got it.
That's what she's saying. It's cause, well, listen to the very beginning of it when you got, what'd she say? They know how to handle strong personalities, mm-hmm. which is code for crazy women.
Right.
All right. Listen. Wait, I already turned the volume down. Hold on. Let me turn it back up. Sorry.
I will die on this hill. This is the single biggest green flag for men that nobody is talking about. It means that they appreciate strong personalities. It means that they like to cuddle, but they also respect alone time when you don't want to be touched at all. It means that they appreciate complex and even confusing behavior. Men.
You see?
Confusing behavior. Yeah.
They want to cuddle, But if you don't want to be touched, like 1 minute, you say, "Why don't you cuddle me?" And then the next minute you're saying, "Ugh, get off of me." They're perfectly fine with that. With whatever irrational and crazy behavior that you put out there, they're just okay with it. That's what she's saying.
Is it because cats are like that? I mean, is that what she's...
She's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man, I'm just dying to know what's going on around the world.
Same.
Dying.
Well, Dolly Parton is trending today because her sister caused quite an uproar earlier this week when she asked her social media followers for prayers for Dolly. She said, "My sister is not doing very well. She's not in good health. Please pray for her." And now if you mention anything about Dolly Parton, the entire internet goes on fire and everybody's worried about her. Well, then. I think it was Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, that her sister got back on and said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare anyone. I was just asking for prayers because I believe in the power of prayer." It's like, well, you're talking about Dolly Parton, one of the biggest stars in the world for the last, I don't know how many decades.
And beloved, one of the most beloved.
Totally. And if you say, like, she's not in good health, please pray for her. She's an older woman.
Yeah.
You're going to cause a conversation. So I don't know what she was thinking.
Wasn't she getting surgery or something? What was that recently we had talked about?
Yeah. She canceled a bunch of concert dates. I think it was in Las Vegas because she was going to, she said she was going to have some procedures done.
So maybe that's part of the thing to, you know.
There's probably some connection there, but yeah, if your sibling is super famous and if I'm the super famous sibling, I'm like, just, you don't need to be talking about me on Facebook.
Somebody trying to get some followers. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, does her sister even know about how social media, the ins and outs of it, how it works?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I mean, if they're around the same age, then, you know, yeah, who knows?
From the hills of Tennessee. So,
yeah.
It's weird when you've got, and Dolly's got a bunch of sisters, a bunch of siblings. Mm-hmm. And so you probably got to check out what your siblings are doing. I know Winona needs to check in on Ashley Judd. Yeah. Because Lindsay sent this video the other day of Ashley Judd hanging out in the ocean. What is going on there? What is she up to?
Clearly someone heated her about maybe her body or, I mean, I'm in the no care club. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Crazy talk.
Yeah, it was a wild display on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the thing I think with certain age women now, the we do not care club. Mm-hmm. My wife was imitating the woman that does that on social media. She does a little sketch about that. We do not care, you know. And so I think maybe that's what Ashley Judd was doing, but she's always been a wacko.
Has she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's
always been a nut job.
She's like, "Oh, yeah, you see my cellulite? I don't care." Like, okay, we get it. Like, yeah. You're older. Nobody cares anyway. I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So a lot of celebrities in the news this week. Labubus are showing up at Goodwills across the country. It sounds like that fade is already going away rather quickly. One Goodwill employee said they're receiving at least 24 Labubus a day. And they're not the fake ones. They are the real ones. So, that was a quick burn, wasn't it? That didn't even last.
Worth 50 cents. I mean,
yeah.
And if they work at the Goodwill that I go to donate things, then they're probably being told, "We don't take that."
Yeah.
What is that? What's that for? What does that do? We don't take that.
They're picky.
Sounds like they are picky and they're getting pickier. There's a woman that's gone viral. She's a mother of boys, and you are not going to believe what she posted on the internet. We'll get to the details coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggin Show.
We were just testing some things with our microphones, and if you didn't know what we were doing, you would think that we were talking nasty to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in the mic.
Well, there's a woman that's gone viral on social media. She's got three boys, and this is what she posted, and I'm going to read it to you because it's caused quite a controversy on the internet. It's a video of her son running into her arms. And she said, this is a mom who sobbed for days, devastated after finding out she was pregnant with a boy. This is hard for me to share. Yes, I know babies are a blessing. I know that logically. And I'm aware that not everyone believes that gender defines a baby in any profound way. But for me, it absolutely did. When I found out I was having boys, my heart shattered and the grief I felt seemed insurmountable. I felt so alone and ashamed. I'm sharing this because gender disappointment is often misunderstood as something shallow, Barbies and dinosaurs, but painful gender disappointment is rarely shallow and should not be judged. And if you have it, you are not a bad person or a bad mother. My gender disappointment stemmed from grieving a distinct vision that I had since childhood of bonding with a daughter in the most intimate and of feminine ways. And the reaction to that statement has gotten a lot of support, but also a lot of people saying this is inappropriate to post on the internet. It's one thing to feel it. It's another thing to post it on the internet forever. What are your thoughts?
I think that people need to stop acting like every thought they have is just so unusual and so important and so relatable that it needs to be dealt with such drama. I mean, get over yourself. All parents pretty much have experienced, you know, oh, I wanted a boy. Oh, I hope it's a boy. I hope it's a boy. Oh, it's a girl, but that's okay. I mean, it's a normal feeling. Stop making it out like your feeling is stronger than everybody else's and that you're special and you need to put forth your testimony about it. Get over yourself.
Yeah, I agree with you that the feeling is normal for sure. I have tons of friends that this has happened to. I also feel that you shouldn't post certain things on the internet and be dramatic. But then I also feel that maybe you're helping someone that is going through that and is kind of losing her, you know, mind. Maybe it's hormonal postpartum, you know, you have all the feelings and you feel alone. I had it. So I'm in such a tight, but I totally get what you're saying, TJ.
That makes sense. But, yeah, I think that if it is so overwhelming to you whenever you find out that you're having the sex of the child is not what you wanted, that you describe it as catastrophic feelings and this, that, and the other, then you need to give that baby up for adoption when it's born.
You think?
You're not ready to be a parent.
Catastrophic is that's too dramatic, yes. Right.
Yeah, you're way over the edge. Mm-hmm.
You need to be thankful it's healthy, and you're going to hear that all day, but it's true.
Yeah,
it's totally true. Do you think that what Lindsay said is accurate, that she might be helping other people?
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
See that being part of it, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good. I'm glad we got
this. This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggin Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, one more thing about it, what we were talking about before, where Riggins had the story of the lady who was saying, you know, being way overly dramatic about wanting her children to be one sex, but they ended up being, she wanted girls and they ended up being boys, and, you know, telling other women that it's okay if you feel like it's catastrophic news that you're having, you know, the wrong gendered baby and whatever. And I said that she needs to stop being so dramatic about it and all of that. And it's funny because we just were having this conversation this past weekend. Our first child was a girl. Her name is Lainey. Okay. So I have one brother, this is the only sibling I have. My brother is 4.5 years older than I am. And he had three kids before I even got married. So he had three kids and they're all three boys. There have been no girls in our family at all. I got one cousin that's a girl and that's it. So when we found out that my first child is a girl, when we got the ultrasound, because we wanted to find out, you know, that what the sex of the baby was beforehand, because we're not liberal.
Okay.
And so I'm kidding. I was, oh my God, a girl. What am I going to do with a girl? I wasn't treating it like it was catastrophic news.
Right.
But it was just because I didn't know anything about, how to raise girl babies. Cause I'd been around my nephews only and we had no girls and all that. But it wasn't like I was running around going, this is awful. I don't know what, oh my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. And the reason we were talking about it the other day is because my daughter posted, she likes to go and find these old videos on her computer and stuff. And when she was little and post them, and it said, something like we've always been BFFs. And it was a video of her sitting in front of the computer as a little girl. And then I'm behind her playing, you know, games with her on like sneaking around into the video and stuff. And any type of insecurity, cause it was an insecurity on my part to think, I don't know what I'm going to do with a girl. Cause I don't know how to be around little girls. That went away immediately. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't have the hormones and all of that, you know, racing and changing and all of that, but I would never go back and describe it as this catastrophic feeling I had. And now look at me, look at our relationship. This turned out to be okay that I had a girl and I'm her dad. And she's always called me her best friend. Other husbands, you dads, don't let it. It's understandable that you would feel like this is catastrophic news. You're having a daughter, but don't let it. It's okay to have those feelings. And then it turns out to be just fine.
Right.
If I said that as a dad, I would probably, they wouldn't just cancel me. They would come and drag me out of my house.
Yeah.
Eat me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody would understand a dad's feelings if they were like that.
Right.
Mm.
Totally.
But now that she's an adult, we hate each other. So it works out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lindsay, you said the other day, I forgot to ask you about how this went, but you said that your dad, Magnum Steve.
Yeah.
Would it be Magnum? No, Steve Magnum. We'll call him Steve Magnum.
Okay.
Because he's got the mustache and he's all handsome like Tom Selleck from Magnum PI. So Steve Magnum. Mm-hmm. He was going to speak to your daughter's kindergarten class as a, you know, tell them what it's like being a U.S. Marshal.
Yes. That he went for career day. It was entertaining to say the least. To hear him try to water down what he does, incredible. But the best part, oh, my daughter, bless her heart. He's telling, you know, what they do, and a little boy raises his hand. My dad's like, yes. He says, do you ever chase, you know, go on chase the criminals? My dad's like, yeah, sometimes on foot, sometimes in a car, you know. And Delilah raises her hand, Poppy. And my dad's like, yes. She's like, now, how did you run with those bad knees? Now, keep in mind, he's 69 years old now, you know. He was like, well, there was a time where my knees were, you know, decent. And so then they go on and he's still talking. And this little boy raises his hand to ask another question. And my dad couldn't hear what he said. So he said, what was that? And Delilah turned around and said, Poppy, he doesn't hear. He can't hear. Now, what she meant was he at a very young age, he got hearing aids because they didn't have protective ear wear when they shot guns. So he lost his hearing super young.
Yeah.
He can't hear. He doesn't hear. He's just like telling the whole class. He's like, I can hear. I have hearing aids. I can hear. I just need him to speak up.
Yeah, he probably just felt like going, Delilah, why am I even here? Why don't you come up and tell them all about me and what I do for a living? And
step on up. Lord, she just done it. I know. Yeah. And she goes into telling about his old house. I don't even know how and she starts rambling, and the teacher's like, Delilah, let's let him talk. She's like, oh, okay.
Sorry.
She's not my child. I don't know.
Yeah, so I just picture your dad going, all right, before we get started, does anybody know the name Eric Robert Rudolph? Have you taught him about Eric Robert Rudolph yet? The Olympic Park bomber, yeah. Birmingham abortion clinic bomber. Have you talked about that? Yeah. Yep. Oh, God. Well, I thought they were here to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like I got some catching up to do here.
Yeah.
Eric Robert Rudolph.
Hearing him try to water it down is impressive.
All right. Who knows what a cult leader is? Anyone? Showing the footage of him on that Netflix documentary leading that leader off in handcuffs.
It was something. It was entertaining.
It reminds me of that episode of Duck Dynasty where Uncle Si went to talk to the little kids, his great niece's class.
Yeah.
And he said, what do y'all know about Nam?
I love that episode.
He's a Vietnam vet.
They're all just sitting there like,
yeah. Hey, I mean, your dad's been part of tracking down the most famous fugitives in the world.
And look where he is now.
That's right. Can't hear anything.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Most important. Oh. Let's get it then.
Let's get to it. These are the top trending topics. Applebee's in the news this week. They're doing a major menu overhaul, trying to keep up with their competitors. They're seeing what Chili's is doing. They're like, Chili's was on to something with those, the triple dipper platter or whatever. So Applebee's doing a major overhaul of a lot of their menu items. However, the chief executive officer said some of your favorites, like the 2 for $25 deal, will remain. Now, 2 for $25, that seems a little pricey, doesn't it?
No. It's two meals for $25, and you get, I forgot what all you get with it. I saw the advertisement, and I may have, I think we've gotten that before. There's an Applebee's that's right by the movie theater.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So sometimes when we're going to a movie, which is sadly so rare, we'll go over to Applebee's quickly to get something to eat before we go in. Yeah. And it's like two entrees, appetizers, sides. I mean, the whole thing for $25. It's a good deal.
And this sounds crazy, but I've never not liked Applebee's. And not that I've been recently, but anytime I had been, it's been great.
That spinach artichoke dip still holds up, girl.
I might get some today.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay just waiting at an Applebee's without her kids, like waiting for them to get out of school, chowing down on a spinach and artichoke dip.
Hey, I'm not above it.
Chugging a blue motorcycle so just to calm her nerves.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They do have some new cocktails at for Halloween at Applebee's as well, a tipsy zombie or something. And, all their drinks are loaded up with like five different liquors
and sugar.
Right. And I always picture Applebee's cocktails being a bright color.
Yes. Yeah. In a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With some figurines sticking out of it. Yeah. So
were they the ones that did the $5 bottomless Long Island iced tea at one time or something like that?
Yeah. Yes. And I think it was a dollar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or no, that was maybe Dollaritas, but yeah, they've definitely done Long Island iced teas. And I think they had to cut it off early because people were just getting blackout drunk.
Yeah. Cause it's the worst liquor you can buy. Like the bottom of the bottom shelf.
That's what
yeah.
I was going to say. They did not need a ladder to reach the bottles.
Yeah. Congratulations are in order this week. The world's oldest man celebrated his 113th birthday. And he looks 113. He is not one of those people that you're like, wow, you don't look your age. He looks every bit of 113. And of course, you know, they had to ask him what, TJ?
What is the secret to your longevity?
Of course. He said the secret to his longevity is just surrounding yourself with good people. That was his answer.
Okay. So he didn't say anything naughty. That's usually what, pint full of whiskey a day and all the keeping my eye on the ladies, you know.
Yeah.
But exactly. It's normally the women, I feel like, that say the naughty things like, yeah. Oh, a young man and a vodka every night, you know. Yep.
I think once women reach a certain age, they don't, you know, they just don't care that they sound like some W's.
Yeah, I think they want to.
Sure. I'm kidding. He's just joking. And then today's National Moldy Cheese Day. Do you guys get down with a blue cheese or a Roquefort or anything like that?
I had wings the other night and the lady swore to me the little cup was full of ranch. And I said, no, it's not. And I tasted of it and it was blue cheese. And I acted like the biggest drama queen you've ever seen. I was like, oh,
that's amazing.
I'm like,
more TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Don't forget, any of you TJ haters that want to try to insult me and make my feelings hurt, go watch a video today of our show because I'm not hat fishing. I'm exposed to the world.
You really are. TJ, I don't know how long this has been going on, but what were you selling for the football team and when you were on the baseball team when you were in school?
Football team, nothing, because the football team was held at the highest standard that you could imagine for a high school football team in a small public school. We had a booster club and we even traveled on a charter bus to our away games. We didn't ride on a Yellow Hound. We rode on a charter bus. So nothing. Now the baseball team wasn't held in the same regards. So we sold firewood at the beginning of the season. We went around chopping firewood and selling loads of it to people to raise money for uniforms and stuff.
Now that's a new one for me. I've never heard of that.
We also did a baseball marathon. We got another team to come and play 100 innings of baseball with us one day. And you get sponsors like, I'll give you this much per hour. Or this much per inning or whatever.
That's cool.
It was brutal.
Oh,
the yeah. difference is 100 innings of baseball. Yeah, that's insane. I don't know how they were allowed to do that to kids. But selling firewood as opposed to like riding on a charter bus, the difference is pretty stark there. And if I were the baseball coach or somebody, or if I was a baseball mom or a baseball dad, I'd be like, my boy's got to go out there and sell firewood. Meanwhile, they're staying at the, you know, the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park or something.
Yeah. I mean, it was understood.
Yeah. It football was. Is life there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a woman that's gone viral because her child's school is doing what they're calling an und raiser. So instead of going out and selling the chocolate bars or the popcorn, whatever it is, parents are just asked, hey, if you can donate $10 this month, you're not going to have to make cupcakes and you're not going to have to go buy cupcakes for the PTO's next party.
That's
you
what
wanna
I want.
Donate, yeah, you want to donate $25? You don't have to participate in the 5K fun run that mm-hmm. we're hosting this fall. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate $100, you don't have to, what did they say? $75, I do not wish to peddle any products to my family from catalogs, magazines, or brochures. And I don't want to buy the candles or wrapping paper this year.
I'm, so just,
They're spelling it out for you.
I'm giving $1,000.
Doesn't your kids' school do that, Lynn?
They haven't yet, but I'm sure they will. Yeah. Like the chocolate and stuff. World's Finest. Oh, wait, what?
I'm sorry. That's the way the other moms at your school describe your legs and armpits is unrazored.
We weren't going to tell you, but now you know.
Okay. I didn't hear hardly any of the rest of it. Once you said unrazor, I was trying to figure out how to work that in.
Oh, well, it was genius.
You haven't had to sell anything yet with your daughter in school?
No, but when I was growing up, it was World's Finest Chocolate, and that was good. I ended up eating half the box before I got home. My mom would be so livid. She'd just be writing a check like mad. Like, you ate all these?
Yeah.
And they were like $2 a bar or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, I didn't want to sell them, and they're delicious. So I ate them.
Yeah. And I think they're $3 a bar now. So a little bit of inflation there, but still delicious. Good luck this year.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Okay. There is a young lady on the social medias that's pretty funny. She's pretty funny. She made a funny observation. I don't think it really needs a lot more explanation than that. Listen.
I think it's funny how in the song Low, Flo Rida says the girl is wearing apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, and Reeboks with the straps. Like, yeah, of course the whole club is looking at her. She's wearing four shoes.
Good point.
And I'm playing the part of somebody who is always looking to just diffuse whatever joke somebody else make. I get this all the time. However, when you think about it, though, I think he was probably talking about two different women at the club. But he kept saying the whole club was looking at her because I think the line in the song is baggy sweatpants. The Reeboks with the straps. She turned around and gave that big booty a slap.
Yes.
She hit the flow. Next thing you know, shorty got low. So yeah, I believe Mr. Rida may have been talking about two separate ladies.
Excuse me, Mr. Rida. Can we have some clarification, please?
Mr. Right, Flo. May I call you Flo?
Hey, Flo. What are you doing, Flo? Get over here. Over here, Flo.
Why have they not made a progressive commercial with him, a progressive insurance commercial where it's Flo and Flo?
That's a great idea.
Great idea. Yeah. Pitch that.
Copyright TJR. LLP.
Yes.
That's the name of the company.
Yeah.
JR LLP.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Flo. Excuse me, Flo. Yeah. Or I get in picture like the progressive insurance spokeswoman with her back turned and one of the other, like Jamie, says, excuse me, Flo. And then both of them turn around. It's Flo in the white apron and all. And then it's Flo Rida.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wait, which Flo am I talking to?
The Reeboks with the straps or me?
Yeah. No, just regular Flo, not Flo Rida.
Right.
Flo Rider.
And then he's like, well, I can help too. Save on.
Yeah. Progressive prices got low, 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 low.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
with TJ Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so everything in our new place is in its place. There are no more boxes to unpack. Everything is done. This is, you know, and it has been for a few days. My wife does not play when it comes to rent. She's not playing around with any of that. Even the garage, everything is in its place and clean. And she's parking in the garage. She is parking in the garage. But I was missing this one box, you know, I've been talking about that I needed for my office, and it had something very important in it that I had to have. And the movers took it to the storage unit instead of bringing it here. So I had to go over there and find it. I didn't know for sure they had, but that's the only other choice. So I went over there. I found it Sunday, and I'm looking at it here, and it's the only box that's left unpacked, and I've got to get into that. But as I was looking at the top of it, what was on the top, I thought maybe y'all would like to see, and I could do another little show and tell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I know I showed y'all a couple of the books that I had that I had found, you know, in my office and all, but these are ones that I keep for reference sources. That I can, you know, pick up and go back to anytime I need to find some information. Okay. You ready?
Ready. Yeah.
So, there's this one. There's the Bible. Now I have several Bibles. This is the New Revised Standard Edition.
Oh, perfect.
Bible. So that's easier to read on the go. And, this one, can y'all read the title of that? Can you see what that is?
The Communist Manifesto.
That's right.
What?
That's right. You know, if I'm constantly railing on communists and communism, I got to know about it. So
yeah, do your research. That's right.
I have, yes, read the Communist Manifesto. It's not very long.
It isn't. It's much shorter than I thought it would be for a communist. I feel like communists are long-winded.
They are.
And is it entertaining?
Yeah. Well, it's not entertaining, but it's. It's
factual.
People should know it. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Dangerous.
And then this one, the Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution.
Oh, so what, like, give me an example of what's in there.
Well, I mean, the founders, you know, they weren't worried about hurting people's feelings and stuff like that. And it was just, you know, how that Ben Shapiro is famous for saying facts don't have feelings.
Sure.
Kind of along those lines.
Okay.
Things. So, yeah. So any of you people that disagree with me or don't like me or anything, now I guess you do when you see what my reading material is.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I borrow those over the weekend?
Oh, sure. Sure. Great. You won't be able to put them down.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. Go, Riggins, go.
Go, go, go. Guess who else is in the news? It's not just Cracker Barrel anymore. Pizza Hut updated their logo. Check this out. You can see it on our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe at TJ Riggins Show. Does that Pizza Hut logo look very different than their previous one? It shouldn't, because it doesn't.
It just looks a little more squiggly.
Yeah.
I don't know what it used to look like.
Yeah, it's kind of retro looking, but Pizza Hut having some struggles. They're not. I've heard people in the industry, the fast casual chain industry, say the Pizza Hut may not survive the next couple of years. They're really hurting.
It's my fault. I take responsibility. Yeah. It's being on this diet.
It is you. It is you. Yeah. TJ has the perfect Pizza Hut pizza order. Tell everybody what you get from Pizza Hut.
Thin and crispy beef and bacon, extra cheese.
Yum.
Oh, and it's so salty.
Mm-hmm. I like Pizza Hut better than any other pizza chain because of the flavor of the sauce.
Yeah.
And that thin crust is so good.
Crispy and
even their deep dish is really good as well. But that thin crust from Pizza Hut is hard to beat.
And I don't mind a hand tossed Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But that's usually after I have eaten all of my thin and crispy, and then Jody and little friend Jenny had some hand toss left over that I dusted off. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I just go ballistic on, or used to, on a Pizza Hut order.
Now, have they thought about bringing back Book It?
I think they do have a some sort of book reward club, but that was, yeah, that was a big staple of my childhood.
My favorite day of the week.
Sure, you'd read a book, and then after you read so many books, they gave you a personal pan pizza, right?
Or lied about reading a book. Yeah, either one, but yeah, sure.
You lied on the Book It Club?
Every time, baby.
Lindsay, that's time, awful. Baby.
I mean, I lied to my parents, and then they didn't know they were lying to get the pizza.
I mean, Pizza Hut servers are not going to make you do a book report to prove that you read the book, right?
No. You just get the... I wanted the button and the pizza.
Yeah.
And the button.
I wasn't a nerd, Riggins, okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't believe Lindsay lied on the Book It from Pizza Hut. That is amazing and very Lindsay of her. Now, you're not going to let your kids lie if they get involved in Book It, are you?
I mean, like mother, like daughter, you know? I
don't know. Okay, all right.
No, I don't want them to. I don't want them to.
Good. Well, TJ's got a celebrity friend that's in the news, and we're going to cover it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I've got too much stuff on my desk to be just fiddling with, like things that don't really need to be up here that I just grab nervous energy, fiddle with it. So I'm going to clear. I'm holding a tape measure for some reason. Sorry.
It's like Mary Poppins bag, but on his desk, he's got all kinds of stuff out there. Well, TJ, one of your celebrity friends is in the news, and I say it's your celebrity friend, but I think you just know it's Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. He's a friend of a friend. He and little friend Jenny are actually friends.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. He's a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, an incredible athlete and player. And by all accounts, really nice guy.
Yeah. He comes and trains at her facility called, Jet Fitness 24, JPL, Jet Performance Labs, and 24/7 Fitness.
Okay. So he is playing his former team tonight on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are playing the Giants in New York, or wherever the Giants play, MetLife Stadium. And also today, there's a new documentary about Saquon Barkley on Amazon Prime. And he has revealed that he's got a love for Birkin bags, which are purses, pocketbooks made by a company called Hermes. And it's a luxury brand.
Mm-hmm.
And these Birkin bags are, I don't know, what's like the average cost of a Birkin bag, Lindsay?
I would say 30 to 40 on the low end.
Thousand.
Yeah.
30,000 on the low end. And they're really hard to get.
Hard to get.
And he's, when the interviewer was talking to him, he goes, oh, these Birkin bags. And he kind of like talks about them romantically. He goes, I just love them. He's got an obsession with these bags. So I know the guy's like really wealthy. TJ, does it make a difference? Is there some sort of wealth threshold that makes it acceptable for a guy to be carrying around a woman's pocketbook?
No,
it's not at all.
Just like there's no exception to a man painting his fingernails.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter whether he's masculine and a multimillionaire or not. You just don't do that. But I told you that every new day is another day as to how people are trying to feminize the NFL more and more.
Is that what this is?
I mean, a man carrying around purses and collecting, women's purse. Yeah. Well, there's no such thing as a woman's purse. It's just a purse. They're all women's purses. There's no such thing as a man purse. They're all purses. They're just purses.
Yeah.
Do you look at them differently now a little bit?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I look at him like I would any other regular Joe who's carrying around a purse.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.